This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Is it over yet? CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is cautiously optimistic that the end of the coronavirus pandemic may be in sight. The CDC says those who were fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks anymore in most circumstances. Here's our Sagar Magani.
From the White House.
Today is a great day for America.
To Atlanta.
We have all longed for this moment.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky announcing the agency's latest guidance. Fully vaccinated people can stop wearing masks outdoors and in most indoor settings.
You can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic.
The CDC is still calling for masks in crowded settings like hospitals and while traveling. Unvaccinated Americans should keep wearing masks indoors.
Nearly 70% of North Carolina's gas stations still have no gas. 73% of stations in Washington, D.C. Panic buying is continuing, though Colonial Pipeline says the fuel is flowing again through the pipeline that delivers almost half of the fuel they use on the East Coast. They shut down the pipeline when hackers attacked. There could be even bigger trouble coming in Israel's fight with Hamas. AP correspondent Joseph Kraus reports from Jerusalem that Israeli tanks have pounded Gaza.
Israel launched a barrage of very heavy artillery fire overnight that it said was aimed at a network of militant tunnels inside Gaza. The Israeli military says that Hamas and other militant groups use these tunnels to launch rockets into Israel and also to hide from Israeli surveillance and airstrikes. This was the first time that Israel has used artillery in this way since the conflict began on Monday, and it could pave the way for a possible ground invasion in the coming days if the situation escalates.
This is AP News. Two Florida deputies who were fired for inaction during the Parkland school massacre in 2018 are expected to get their jobs back. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with the latest on this story.
A Broward County Circuit judge has ruled deputies Brian Miller and Joshua Stambaugh should be reinstated to their jobs with back pay. The ruling is based on a 180-day deadline for taking disciplinary action against law enforcement officers, which was missed in both cases. Both law enforcement officers were faulted for waiting outside Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School instead of rushing in and confronting gunman Nicholas Cruz. A third deputy was also fired, not only for driving away from the scene, but also for failing to write up a tip that Cruz had been making threats on social media about shooting up a school. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.